Jefferson Graham, USA Today, the weekend edition of Talking Tech, where we look at the one big story of the week. And this week, that would be not the iPhone, but the Apple Watch. Now, I've never been a big fan of it, although I've got to give Apple CEO Tim Cook credit for not giving up on the watch and refining it into what's now a clear success. The initial dependence on the iPhone, apps that did virtually nothing, and a watch face that was too small to enjoy, those were just a few of my quibbles. Cook has since solved two of them, and this week the Apple redesign of the next edition of the watch went even further. Who knew that an event devoted to launching three new iPhone models, including a top-of-the-line device that's bigger, more powerful and expensive than any that preceded it, would play second fiddle to the fourth edition of the Apple Watch. The Apple Watch. We're talking about a device used by over a billion people, that would be the iPhone, compared with an accessory that analysts say have sold about 15 million units. And with the announcement this week, you have the choice to put your money down for the biggest iPhone ever with the biggest price tag, edging up to $1,500 for the maxed out model, or a watch that can do an ECG and contact 911 if you fall. A watch can do this? A $400 device that rests on your arm, that you bring with you everywhere you go, with a bigger watch face to make it easier to see those pesky apps? I say wow. Now, if you missed it, here's what Apple announced. Through the watch app on the phone and the electrical heart sensor on the new edition of the watch, you will be able to generate an ECG, that would be an electrocardiogram, by placing your finger against the watch's digital crown. But this is a coming soon feature that won't be available on September 21st when the new watch edition goes on sale, but in an update later this year. The new edition of the watch can sense if you fall. Once that happens, it will send you prompts, giving you 60 seconds to respond and let the device know you're okay. Now, if you don't respond, the watch will contact emergency responders. The feature is automatic with watch owners who identify themselves as 65 years old and up, and an optional feature for younger folks. Now, in making these changes, Apple is clearly opening up a new market of both older customers and their adult children who worry about them. But beyond the marketing, the company is also providing a service and making a watch more useful. It's enough to make me seriously consider about switching lifestyles and putting a watch on my wrist after all these years. Still, there's bad news for owners of older Apple Watches. These new features are only available on the new edition. Now, what do you folks think of the Apple Watch? What do you think of these new features? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple and Google Podcasts. I mean, you want to listen to the show on your watch, right? And please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. Have a great weekend, everyone.